Okay, if there are no more comments, then we move to the next PT, which is Trichinella, and will be presented by Gianluca Marucci.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Trichinella moment. Okay, a little of patient. Loading is in progress. Okay, it's gone. Thank you very much. So, as usual, I will present you the results of two proficiency testing on Trichinella. The one was on the detection of Trichinella larvae in meat samples by digestion method, and the other was the Trichinella species identification by a molecular method. So let's start for the first. This year we had 32 participants, including four outside the European Union. The PT sample panel consisted in three positive samples, and each sample was spiked with the four larvae. 26 laboratories decided to analyze 100 grams of pork meat. Five laboratories analyzed 35 grams of pork meat, and one laboratory decided to analyze 100 grams of horse meat. 26 laboratories used the standard method, the magnetic stir digestion. One lab only used the stomacher, and five participants decided to use the completely automatic digestion, that is the Trichomatic 35. This is the two tables show you the qualitative results. Of course, the PT was the results of the PT was considered only from the qualitative point of view. And this year we had only one laboratory that failed because obtained in the analysis two false negatives. And here I summarize the overtime comparison starting from 2013 when for the first time according to the ICT guidelines we started to use as a PT panel, only three samples, and the number of larvae spiked in each positive sample ranged from a minimum of three to a maximum of five. And as you can note, there is no particular trend, but sometimes negative results seem to randomly appear from one year to the other. And if you look at the same data, showed this graphical representation, we can observe that with the exception of 2014 and 2017, where the, all the participants passed the PT, we had a number of failures ranging from 1 to 4. And if this alternation of color will continue, probably I will expect that next year, again, all the participants will succeed to pass the PT, so I wish you not delude me from this point of view. So what we can say that 96.8% of participants passed the PT, and this year, for the first time, we had one lab that in one sample reported a number of larvae that was greater than what expected, and the origin of these extra larvae remain an unsolved problem up to now because it's still under investigation just to understand where this larvae originates. And what I want to ask you, I have two questions for you. And the first is that will we ever be to maintain 100% of positive results over time? Is this target something that we can arrive? Or we have to continue to expect these sporadic cases of negative results that appear apparently with no reason over time. And the second question that is mainly is linked to the first is these sporadic cases of PT failure could be related to the staff turnover. Now, concerning the second PT, the purpose of the PT was to test the ability of national reference laboratories to identify the Trichinella larvae at species level. This year we had 23 participants, including two outside the European Union. As PT item, we supplied a pool of 10 larvae belonging to four different species. And as a method, we allowed the participant to use any molecular method that was able to discriminate the Trichinella species. The PT panel composition consists in four samples, four vials with 10 larvae in each vials of the species Trichinella spiralis, Nativa, Britovi, and we also add some more exotic, the T6 genotype, that is a genotype very close to Trichinella nativa species that is located in the north of America. And to pass the PT, the participant had to correctly identify all the four species, and we gave the possibility to every laboratory to analyze the larvae as a pool or as a single larvae, this depending on the sensitivity of the test used, as well as on the experience of the staff. So here are the results. We had two laboratories that failed because of one incorrect identification, and a third laboratory that failed because of two incorrect identification. The multiplex PCR method was the most used, with the exception of two laboratories that used the PCR amplification sequencing of the 5S gene, and another laboratory that used an in-house method based on PCR and sequencing. So let's go a little deep inside the incorrect identification obtained. In one case, the species Trichinella nativa was identified as Trichinella papuae. You can see here that there is a large difference in the sites. And anyway, the laboratory reported too many PCR bands than expected, so probably this is a case of a specific reaction that in some way led to the laboratory to make this misidentification. The second case was an incorrect identification of the T6 genotype that was reported as Trichinella nativa, and the laboratory that obtained this result made his test with the amplification and sequencing of 5S and cytochrome oxidase subunit 1 genes. So we can imagine that he had some problems to with a sequencing step to correctly identify or discriminate the T6 genotype to the Trichinella nativa that are very close from the molecular point of view. And in the third case, the incorrect identification of Trichinella nativa and Trichinella T6, both reported as Trichinella britovi. Here, the laboratory obtained a missed or a specific amplification, even working with positive control. So this means that probably there is a big problem with the multiplex PCR setup. This is the over time comparison of results, starting from 2011. And here, there is no clear trend in improvement, but this can be easily explained by the fact that the number of participants from 2011 to this year increased. And this is because year after year, new laboratories decide to or started to use to insert the molecular identification of Trichinella inside their diagnostic panel, and for this reason decide to participate to the PT to in some way test their ability for this method. So concluding, the mass part of participants demonstrated to be able to correctly identify the Trichinella species working both with pool or single larvae. From this point of view, there was no difference. The multiplex PCR continued to be the most used method, and this is probably because of the low requirement in terms of cost and staff experience comparing to the approach based on PCR and sequencing. Anyway, biomolecular techniques in general require fine-tuning before the use, And this is particularly true for the multiplex PCR because of the presence of several capillary primers that have to work together in the same reaction. And this probably is a point that some laboratories have to take care, and that can explain cases of misamplification or cases of aspecific amplification. Thank you very much. Questions?
Yeah. Question from you.
No questions. Okay. Next one.
Are you sure? Okay.
Now never more.
Yeah, I think Gianluca rightly pointed out that, you know, in particular the multiplex PCR is rather sensitive to the experimental condition, to the exact chemicals, to a number of things that really need to be put under full control in order to have this as a reliable and you know, nicely working method in the lab. So for those who use the multiplex PCR, which, as Gianluca showed, is the majority, do pay attention to your setup. This can, you know, be the cause of some of the failure we have observed. Okay, thank you, Gianluca. Move on to the last presentation of the morning. Now we're going to Toxoplasma with Alessandra Ludovisi.
Good morning to everyone. I'll speak about the proficiency in testing for the detection of anti-Toxoplasma IgG in ovine serum sample. The aim of this PT was the detection of anti-Toxoplasma IgG in ovine serum samples. And here were reported the country of origin of the 18 participated laboratories. In this PT, the serum sample were collected from both Toxoplasma gondii-free and naturally infected ovine. All these sera were individually tested for anti-Toxoplasma IgG by commercial kit. ID screen toxoplasmosis in direct multispecies, then they were preserved with 1% mercurato solution, aliquoted and stored at plus 4 grade. To each participant laboratory, a panel of 6 serum samples were sent. In this table, are represented the sample code, the optical density, the percentage of positivity, and the expected result. As you can see, in this PT, we were included 2 serum sample negative and 4 serum sample positive. For the detection of anti-Toxoplasma IgG, each laboratory should choose the test routinely used. From 18 labs participated, 17 labs used one method, one of which, the lab T9, performed one method 2 times. And one lab, T5, used 2 methods. Tests used by the participant. The most used test among the participants was the HIDIVET screen toxoplasmosis in direct multispecies used by 13 laboratories, and is an immunoenzymatic method. Another immunoenzymatic method is the QIAGEN ELISA PIC type toxoplasma test used by 2 laboratories, lab code T5 and T16, and finally a toxoreagent mass diagnostica that is a latex agglutination test used by 1 laboratory, lab code T13. Other tests used by the participant are in-house HIFAT for the lab code T6 and another immunoenzymatic method, check ELIA, for the lab code T8. Criteria for the result evaluation. The evaluation of PT result is expressed as correct if with the right identification of positive and negatives, or incorrect with a wrong identification of at least 1 positive or 1 negative. Here we reported first the NRL that correct classified as positive or negative all serum sample. In this table, we can see that all all these labs correctly classify as positive or negative this sera. In fact, the first is negative and all these labs obtained a negative result, and four positive and another serum sample negative. Here, instead, we report the NRLs that incorrectly classify one or three serum samples. For example, lab 10 failed for three sera. In fact, in particular, sample code number 3 must to be positive and resulted negative. Sample code number 4 resulted must to be negative and resulted positive. And sample code number 6 must to be positive and result negative. Also for lab 13 and lab 14, the sample code number 4 must to be negative and result positive and doubtful respectively. The criteria for the final evaluation of the PT is positive if the result of all samples are correct and negative if at least one result is incorrect. So, for the lab that correctly classify whole serum sample like this, the final evaluation is positive. While the lab code that didn't correctly identify one or more serum sample, the final evaluation is negative. Which test yielded false result? The IDVET screen toxoplasmosis indirect multispecies used by labs T10 and T14, but I would like to remember that the IDVET screen is the most used test among the participants with the correct result. And the toxireagent mass diagnostica used by lab T13, and it is a latex agglutination test. The possible causes of error may be altered or contaminated kit components, not uniform distribution of the antigen in the plate. This is most important also for the latex agglutination. Not appropriate resuspension of all kit components before use. Not proper equilibration of kit components at room temperature. And finally, human error. So the global result of the PT for the detection of antitoxoplasma IgG in ovine serum sample showed an 83% of correctly classified result and 17% of incorrectly classified result. Conclusion, the more frequently used tests are immunoenzymatic assays, showing among them 87.5% level of agreement. Commercial and in-house tests have provided consistent result, 83.3%, then the final evaluation of this PT is positive. For the future toxoplasma PT, we'll think about organize a new serological PT on toxoplasma in which each participant could choose the test routinely used, or use one particular assay for all participants, or program a ring trial in which each participating laboratory should use a number of assays previously established. Thank you for the attention.